Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name is Thomas, and it's my pleasure to be your host. The way this podcast works is very simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I, or one of my friends, will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. And just as many people have told us in reviews and feedback, the more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will become at putting you to sleep. So wherever you get your podcasts, be sure to follow or subscribe and make Get Sleepy a part of your bedtime routine. Tonight's episode is supported by our friends at BetterHelp. If there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp are there for you. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And with BetterHelp's commitment to facilitating great therapeutic matches, they make it easy and free of charge to change counsellors if needed. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit betterhelp.com/getsleepy. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counsellors in all 50 US states. Right now, you, our Get Sleepy listeners, will receive 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/getsleepy. Thanks again to BetterHelp for their support. If you'd like to consider supporting the podcast, you can do so by subscribing to Get Sleepy Premium. Not only will we love you forever, but you'll also get great benefits like an ad-free podcast feed, access to our entire back catalogue, and a new exclusive episode each and every Thursday. Tomorrow on Get Sleepy Premium, I'll be guiding us on a dreamy adventure through a few of Romania's most remarkable castles. If you're interested in signing up, go to our website at getsleepy.com/support, or simply use the link in the show notes to find out more. In tonight's episode, we travel to the Galapagos Islands and enjoy the unique wildlife both above and below the waves. In this time where travel is limited, I hope this story will bring you that sense of discovery and adventure that we get from going to new places, which we may have to give a rain check to for a little while longer. But fortunately, our imaginations and our dreams can still transport us to these places whenever we feel like it. And I'll tell you something, it's certainly hot enough in the southeast of England right now. So, for those of you also feeling the heat, let's cool ourselves down by visualizing the gentle coming and going of waves as they lap at the shore of a peaceful, sandy beach. And as you stand on the soft, white sand, you may even feel like dipping your toes into the crystal blue water. A soft breeze pleasantly floats across your skin, and you can breathe in deeply, sensing the freshness of the sea air. You watch the waves as they move in and out, forever flowing over the shore, just like your breath flows effortlessly in and out of your diaphragm. For a few moments, just follow the pace of those waves as you visualize the ocean. Breathing in as they wash over the shoreline and back out as the water retreats and flows back in to the sea. And with that sense of ocean calm filling you, one breath at a time, you can begin to drift off to sleep. And just listen to this story in the background. It begins on a dock along the shore of a thinly inhabited tropical island.
Standing on a wooden dock, surrounded by clear blue water, the morning sun shines down on you. You are on the pier at Isla Isabela, one of the four inhabited islands in the Galapagos. Gentle waves lap at the edge of the dock. You watch the pelicans dive in and out of the water, searching for their breakfast. On the white sand beach next to the dock, you see a family of sea lions preparing for a morning swim. A smiling woman in a wide-brimmed hat, khaki shorts, and a life vest meets you at the pier. She's a local of the Galapagos Islands and an expert on the wildlife that lives on Isla Isabela. Your guide waves to a catamaran that's anchored offshore. A man waves back, grinning and signaling with his hands that your vessel for today's journey is ready. The sleek white boat has two parallel hulls and rocks gently in the tide. On the side of the dock, a crew member prepares a jetty, a small motorboat that will shuttle you to the catamaran. You take a moment to soak in your surroundings. The salty sea breeze brushes against your face. The singing of the birds. An iguana sunbathes on the beach nearby. You and a small group board the jetty, which rumbles to a start and heads off away from the dock. On the catamaran, the captain is waiting for you with twinkling eyes. He grips your arm with a steady hand to help you aboard and hands you a freshly sliced dragon fruit and a bottle of water. You find a seat at the back of the catamaran, the open sea in clear view, and take a bite of the fruit. The soft red skin looks almost like the scales of a dragon. That must be where the name comes from, you think. The inside is white with a pink hue, dotted by hundreds of tiny black seeds. It's light and refreshing, with a subtle sweetness. Not too much, not too little. Once everyone is aboard, the captain climbs to the top deck and starts the engine. It turns and comes to life, adding a soft hum to the sounds of the ocean. The dock fades into the distance behind you as the boat glides along the coast. The vessel tilts back and forth slightly as it cuts through the waves. You turn to watch the wake bubbling in the clear blue water behind the catamaran. In the Galapagos, you never have to go far to see interesting wildlife. After only a few minutes, your guide points out a family of blue Galapagos penguins, the second smallest penguin species in the world. The birds dive and surface in the water alongside your boat, swimming fast enough to keep up with the vessel as they study it with curious eyes. On the left, a number of small rocky islands pass by, while your right is painted with the desert colors and red hills of Isabella. Everything is set against the bright blue backdrop of the sea and the sky. The captain announces you've reached your first destination, the tunnels. It's an otherworldly sight, a maze of giant rocky archways rise out of the water. The boat slows to maneuver through them. These unique lava formations rise up from below the water, harboring green plants that grow both above and below the surface. The tunnels create a rocky labyrinth. The arches stand a bit higher than your boat, with wide surfaces that offer a home to prickly cacti. Birds like to nest here too, it seems. They flutter between the arches. As the sun rises higher in the sky, its light reflecting off the perfect turquoise water. The ocean is so clear here that it's like a window into the underwater world below. The rocky ocean floor teems with aquatic life. Soon, you'll explore the wonders under the water, but first, you'll get to learn about the flora and fauna on land. Your guide helps you out of the boat and you follow her around the tops of the tunnels. Blackened shrubs and green cacti, topped with red fruit, grow between the cracks of the rocks. Your guide tells you that during mating season, the blue-footed boobies, who sometimes nest on these rocks, perform their elaborate mating waltzes here. They are one of the more well-known birds in the area because of this dance. On cue, one of the birds lands on a rock a few feet away from you. Its bright blue feet are a sign that it's been well fed on sardines and other small fish. The color looks almost unreal to you, unlike anything you've ever seen on a bird before. It's more fitting for a cartoon character, you think. You wander above the tunnels, getting a closer look at the bulbous red fruits of the cacti and the nests of birds scattered atop the lava-formed landscape. Below you, the water is crystal clear. Guarded by the rock tunnels, it's perfectly still, as though it's frozen in time. Now, the sun has reached its peak in the sky. The captain calls your group back to the boat. You climb aboard and take this chance to relax and rest your legs in the shade of the boat's canopy. The best place for snorkeling in the tunnels is just a short ride away. The boat turns and motors slowly around the outside of the rocks. Meanwhile, your guide talks a little about the history here. The first known settlement on the Galapagos Islands was by the Spanish in the 1500s. Though artifacts predating European arrival have been found, they do not indicate a permanent settlement existed. The islands are perhaps most well known because of Charles Darwin, who came to study the endemic species. Since the islands are rather isolated, life has evolved relatively free of outside influence. What Darwin found in his studies of local species heavily informed his theory of evolution and natural selection. Your mind drifts back in time, thinking about Darwin. He must have been blown away by the wildlife here. Nowadays, we have books and pictures, but coming here from Europe a few hundred years ago would have been particularly awe-inspiring. The captain turns off the engine, which brings you back from your daydream. The boat anchors amidst the maze of archways, and your guide hands over a pair of flippers and a snorkeling mask. You put on your gear, feeling a bit like a fish out of water. Your flippers plop as you step toward the edge of the boat. You sit on the edge and let your feet hang in the water. It's cool. You feel it spread up your legs. This will be a nice reprieve from the heat of the day. So you lean forward and slide into the water with a gentle splash, enjoying the envelope of coolness all around you. You taste salty seawater on your lips as you swim around the boat with the rest of your group. the fins and snorkel take a moment to get used to. But once you figure them out, you glide through the water effortlessly. When everyone is ready, your guide signals for the group to follow her through the tunnels. Now, the underwater wonders of the Galapagos are truly revealed. The water is shallow here, and you can see the sandy bottom. The base of the giant rock tunnels create pillars in the water. Green algae peeks out from the cracks in the ocean floor, swaying with the light current. You kick gently with your flippers and glide through the water, floating easily along the surface. A school of tropical fish, blue, yellow, and fuchsia, glitter in the sunlight under the water. Coming from the opposite direction, a lone hieroglyphic hawkfish swims toward you. The coral designs on its body almost look like they were painted on. They are perfect for hiding amongst the reefs. Out in front, your guide draws your attention to a spot on the ocean floor. You propel yourself with your flippers and look in the direction she's pointing. Wrapped around a branch is a seahorse floating in the waves. The creature is small, only half a foot long, with a coral-like body. Its tail coils around the branch as it rocks back and forth in the water, oblivious to your group observing it. You continue swimming in and out of the archways, alternating between floating on the surface of the water and diving down to the ocean floor for a better look at the creatures around you. Once again, your guide motions for you to follow her. When you reach her, you realize you are swimming above a giant sea turtle. It moves slowly through the water, in no rush at all. Light reflects off its broad shell. The turtle's flat limbs and tail act as rudders in the water, allowing for perfect maneuvering. These adaptations are clearly different from the dinosaur-like feet of the lumbering tortoises that live on land here. Above the waterline, your guide tells you that Galapagos sea turtles are an ancient species and likely shared these waters with the dinosaurs millions of years ago. You swim along with the turtle for a time, mesmerized by its easy movements in the water. The green shell of the turtle is due to its algae-based diet. And unlike the tortoises on land, the shell of the sea turtle is part of its skeleton. As the turtle swims away, you roll onto your back and look up at the sky. The sun is beaming out from behind sparse clouds, and the sky is a pale blue. You watch the birds, too far away to identify, glide in circles, searching for their midday meal. Thinking of your own lunch, you follow your guide back to the boat and climb out of the water. The smiling captain hands you a towel. While you were swimming, your captain was hard at work preparing a delicious meal of fresh, local foods and ingredients. You sample some of the delicacies, enjoying the bit of nourishment after your swim. When you finish eating, you lie back on the boat, letting the sun dry you. A family of blue-footed boobies circles above, occasionally dipping into the water in search of fish. Other than the quiet chattering of your tour group, the only sounds you hear are the splashing of the water against the boat and the cries of seabirds from above. The captain announces it's time to sail to your second snorkeling destination. You return to your seat, watching the ocean blur as the boat picks up speed. It doesn't take long to reach your next destination. Putting your snorkeling gear back on, you plunge into the water near a rocky island. A family of playful sea lions swims toward you, joining you in the water. The pups look up at you with big black eyes as they splash past. Compared to their awkward movements on land, the sea lions move gracefully beneath the waves. They must think the opposite about you. They dive in and out of the water, occasionally looking back to grin at you. According to your guide, the sea lions enjoy swimming with human companions. They aren't afraid of visitors due to the lack of natural predators that live on these islands. Below you, a group of king angelfish flap their tails as they flitter around the corals. Their bright turquoise and yellow bodies add a splash of color to the brown and gray ocean floor. Over 400 species of fish call the Galapagos Islands home. You consider yourself lucky to see even just a small sample of the marine life off the coast of the Enchanted Isles. As you continue floating through the shallow sea, you see a pair of marine iguanas race from the beach and leap into the water. Like many species here, these lizards are unique to this part of the world. They have evolved to be excellent swimmers and feed almost entirely off of seaweed. You watch the iguanas paddle slowly through the water, staying cool from the hot equatorial sun. Their long, scaly tail moves back and forth in the water as they swim smoothly through the waves. Spotting something below, the iguana dives to gather food from the ocean floor. Your gaze follows the iguana and rests on a family of crabs scuttling along the ocean floor. They disappear into cracks so small you can't even see them. Aquatic life dances all around. It's amazing that so much life is here, you think. All of these animals go about their day in the same way you do. Yet they rarely cross your mind until you're here watching them. You take a moment to think about how happy you are to be here, able to explore these secluded islands that are home to some of the most interesting marine life on the planet. As you float on the surface, you feel like you're sandwiched between two worlds, that of the land and that of the water. Just like marine iguanas, just like the seabirds, they live on the border of both worlds, adapting to them simultaneously. A whistle from your guide indicates that it's time to return to your boat. You climb aboard, feeling the water drip from you, and wrap yourself in a towel. The captain maneuvers the boat back through the tunnels, returning to the familiar wooden pier at Isla Isabella. The sun is starting to sink lower in the sky, and you notice how the island has changed in the dimmer light. Your guide points out its reddish-brown hills. All of the islands in the Galapagos were formed by volcanic activity. Though the islands are famous for the evolution of species, the land is transforming too. Some of the islands are gradually sinking back into the sea, while newer islands rise up to take their place. When you return to the dock, the captain helps you disembark, and you wave goodbye to both him and the guide, thanking them for sharing some of the magic of the islands with you. You begin walking from the dock to the long sandy beach, basking in the memories of your day, thinking about the fantastic creatures you've seen. You wander along the white sand, watching the sun as it begins to set. Shadows of seabirds hover just above the horizon, riding the gusts of wind. On the beach, you walk alongside marine iguanas, marveling at how they seem to enjoy your company. You notice a small trail heading inland to your right. You decide to follow the trail, hoping to explore the island a little bit further today. You're rewarded a few hundred meters down the trail with the discovery of a small marsh surrounded by lush green plants. Pink flamingos perch on one leg, resting. You stand silently and watch the flamingos for a few minutes. With long, graceful movements, they occasionally dunk their heads underwater in hopes of grabbing a passing fish. But then they return to their resting position. Thinking about sleep yourself, you return to the beach and continue walking until you arrive at your guest house. A few other patrons sit in the wooden chairs and hammocks. You find an empty hammock a little ways away from the rest of the crowd. Stars peek out from behind the clouds as the sky continues to darken. The hostess brings you a complimentary cup of warm ginger tea. You cradle the cup in your hands, enjoying the warmth of it now that the sun has set. The sea breeze feels refreshing on your skin. It rocks the hammock gently from side to side. There's a light wool blanket on the wooden table next to you. As more stars begin to shine down, you pull the blanket over you, getting snug in the knitted hammock. You gaze up and are greeted by the bright streak of the Milky Way. Due to the conservation efforts across the Galapagos, there's no light pollution here, and the stars shine brightly above. Sitting on the equatorial line, you're able to see constellations from both the southern and northern hemisphere. You notice the Big Dipper above you, not far from the Southern Cross, and marvel at this unique place on our planet. The light breeze rocks your hammock as if you're in a cradle. As you admire more of the night sky, you notice your eyelids start to feel heavy. You allow your body to fully relax with the sway of the hammock. As your eyes close, you reflect on the slow-moving sea turtles, the colorful fish, the seahorse, the blue-footed boobies, and the sea lions. You feel gratitude for these animals. They share their home with you, and it's something you'll never forget. As you drift through the wonders of your day, your body relaxes. Your mind falls quiet, and the rocking of the hammock gently guides you to sleep.